What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hi, this is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we are going to be talking to you today about, of course, insurance.
Hi.
Hello, Mark.
So, insurance. Okay. So, today we'll talk about valuations.
Yes.
How things are evaluated, or how do you derive a value on certain items. We're talking about a house here.
Right.
And so, what are three different ways we can think of? I mean, so we have a house. You can look at the value of that house in different boxes, I guess, so to speak. And one of them is going to be the market value.
There's replacement cost.
Yeah. And there's also the appreciated amount.
Which is actual cash value.
Yeah. So what's market value, Kathy? What is that?
I guess your resale part of it. Like people say, I could sell my house for this.
And right. It's a big point of confusion, isn't it, right. When it comes to insurance?
Because right. It's not the same as replacement.
Do we care about the market value?
No, typically what most insurance policies will be looking at is replacement cost to replace it or actual cash value.
So this is very interesting until you get into this and you start putting a pencil to this and seeing what a claim could be.
Yes.
We have, we do not like to write a actual cash value policy, which means depreciation.
Right. So, but sometimes we have to based off the age of the home. Different things like that, the carrier might only do it that way. So, but we try to, with most every carrier that we have, try to write it with replacement cost.
So, if you have a replacement cost policy,
yes,
your house is, say, destroyed, it's burned to the ground, mm-hmm. Does actual cash value come into play?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's burned down. Yeah.
So, what's the company going to do? So, if your house burns, they're not going to pay you your replacement cost.
Until you replace it.
Until you replace it. Mm-hmm. So what you're going to get, and this goes to really any claim mm-hmm. that you have, they're going to figure out what the actual cash value is, which is just a depreciated amount.
So, right. So let's put this in like layman's term or make it practical. So you have your insurance policy. You're having a homeowner's, an HO3 policy. On the actual coverage A of the policy, it has a limit, which may be, let's say, it's $200,000. People have a claim. They come in. They're like, give me my check for $200,000. The company will not give that value to you till you replace it. So what that means is if they have to do an inventory with you, you have to basically go replace things, bring in receipts, have to do all these different things to get it. You will eventually get that amount of money, but you have to go through these different steps or processes
to
get that money. Yep. They're not going to do it. Now, we have people have come in and said, hey, we're not going to, this is a bad situation. We've lost our house. We just don't want to rebuild. So they might have had replacement costs, but they won't get that amount because they aren't replacing it. You have to replace it to get that.
To get that. Now, mm-hmm. there are some states that you do get paid out what your house is insured for.
Correct.
It's a valued policy law. I think it's called, may not have the right exact terminology, but there are some laws where if your house burns the ground, you're required to pay whatever
right.
the house is insured
right.
for.
Exactly.
But regardless of that, you're not going to be getting the replacement cost unless you make the replacement. And
right.
then this could be like a roof claim. So
right.
so we have, I had to file a claim on our own roof. Mm-hmm. This is, we have a commercial office building in Hiawassee. It's a condo mm-hmm. and it's owned collectively by me and Kathy. And then we have three other owners of the building. So we have each of us owns a unit, but we own the common areas and the, I guess the roof's owned by everybody jointly. So I was sitting there, and one of my employees, Rose, calls, and she's like, Mark, we got a problem. Look out. Look what's going on. She sent me a text message, and we had shingles out in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And I went out there, and the roof, you can get on the roof from the back of the building. There's no ladder or anything. And it was just, the shingles were blown all over the place. It was missing shingles.
We had a storm.
Had a storm, a windstorm, which is a covered peril windstorm.
Right.
And so I filed a claim with our insurance carrier, and they sent out an independent adjuster. They came out. They confirmed that I had actually two types of damages. There was wind damage that I could see. They said, we got hail damage too.
Right.
Well, they were able to run a report from the weather center, and there's not been a hail storm in our area in over 10 years.
Right.
So they said they found some old hail damage. The building was it 2002, Kathy, tell me about that building?
I believe so, yes, it was.
So evidently at some point there was a hail storm that did some damage to the roof. I was unaware about that.
Right.
But the adjuster found it. They excluded the hail damage because that was over 10 years ago.
Right.
And I think there was a window that you had to file that claim, which we didn't even know we even had a claim.
Well, now the inspectors are also using drones to go up on there.
They do, yeah. They do use drones.
So that's also a good way. That way they don't have to get the ladder and go up there. So I think that's kind of, the technology has changed now even to how
it's changed so much from back when I first started.
Basically adjust those type of claims.
So what we're getting is they're going to cover us. I didn't know how they would cover us because I didn't know if the damage to the roof was just in one area, but it turned out that it was all over the roof. And so they're going to pay for our roof, which is great. That's why we have insurance.
Right.
And we're not getting a check for the whole replacement cost of the roof.
You get a percentage of it up front.
We're getting the actual cash value.
And then replace it, then you can submit the bill showing that you paid the bill, and you have a receipt, and then they will send you the rest of the money after it's
That's
paid.
Exactly what the adjuster asked me to
right.
do. I've been dealing with the adjuster.
Right.
And he said, Mark, when you get the roof replaced, send us a copy of the paid invoice or send me pictures where it's complete. And I believe, we're getting somewhere, I think the roll roof was like maybe a $37,000 replacement. So we're getting like 20 up front. That's the depreciated amount, and then we're getting the extra $10,000 once we get the roof replaced.
And I think the reason why they do this is because people do not always replace it. So what happens, they get a check, and they sometimes don't replace it or don't fix the situation, and then there's a bigger problem.
It'd be awful tempting to pocket the money sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes people pocket it. And
I'm going to spend it on this, and I'll do the roof later.
Yeah, and then they don't do it. So this is a way that they ensure that you actually replace it to get the full value, to get what you're supposed to get. You have to do what they ask you to do to get that back. So
we've been dealing with this just lately.
Yes.
And I had one of our best customers had a claim, and they had a ACV policy. It was a very nice home. Catherine, we looked at it. It was a nice house.
Right.
We found a lot about the house by going out there. But they had a tree fall through it, and that was part of the depreciated amount was they didn't have the opportunity to get the replacement policy because it was under ACV policy. And this is one that I bought an agency, and it was written this way prior to me buying it. And so now the customer is very aware of what can happen when you've got an ACV policy.
Right.
And now we're going to be getting them one that's the replacement cost policy because if the house was to burn or a tornado came through, that would be a really, really bad.
I feel replacement cost is usually a better policy just because you want to get the customer back to where they were prior to that claim. ACV doesn't always get you back to where you were previously.
Well, technically on paper it does, but it doesn't.
On paper it says it does, but it really actually doesn't. The different amounts of things it costs now versus what it used to cost. For different items or different things or supplies, it can make a difference. And if they actually can get back to where they really were previously to that claim.
I bought an agency, my cousin Jean did years ago. And we went through the book of business, and the agent we bought the policies from did not write replacement costs on the contents.
Right.
And we're talking about pennies here. It's not that big a deal to get the replacement cost coverage on your contents. It's called HL290. And so we're going through our book of business and trying to make people aware of that because you don't want to be in a situation where you're under an actual cash value policy if you can help it. But what would be an example like we have to write? There's no choice, Kathy.
Usually if it's like an older house that, you know, like it's like maybe it's registered or something like that. You know, it's an old house, historical house. I've seen that in that situations. There's a lot of carriers won't write those types of house because a lot of times the box or the fuse box are not been updated or even the plumbing and different things like that. So they are going to write it as ACV because of the way that it was built structurally built at that time.
There is a endorsement called functional replacement cost.
Yes.
And what that is like, say you have wall board, you know, it's like a back, you put the boards and you put spackle over it. And then, you know, your house is, you know, partly destroyed or whatever. Then what they're going to do is they're going to give you drywall, which means it was functionally the same, but it's not like you had it originally, but there is an endorsement called functional replacement cost on an older house that you can get.
Right.
So I think we're wrapping up here, about ready for a break. Today we're talking about the evaluations, about, you know, claim settlements, how things are valued, different ways to look at a house value, and how that can get you in trouble. So when we get back for the break, we'll talk some more about this and how do we make sure that our house can be rebuilt if there's going to be a total loss. And we'll talk about our thoughts about that as well. So after break, we'll be back. Mark and Kathy Moore, we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore. We want to let you know where our locations are. We have 5 locations. 3 of those locations are called More Insurance Services. One of those locations is our Hayesville office, which is right there on 157 Highway 64 West in Hayesville. You can come by and see Mark and I. We're usually there. We start our day there at Leesley or go to the other offices. Come by and see us for your insurance needs there in Hayesville. We also have our second location, which is in Hiawassee, Georgia, located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C there in the Town Trace building there. It's a red brick building next to the hospital. Come by and see us there to help you with your insurance needs there in Hiawassee. And lastly, for more insurance services, our last location is in Blairsville, Georgia, which is right across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office there. We're located in the South State Bank building, which is not, we're not part of the bank, but we actually are in the building, a separate part of the bank there. Come by and see us there in Blairsville for all your insurance needs as well. Then we have a location in Murphy, North Carolina, which is right there on Highway 64 as well. If you go back past Arby's there on the left, we're in that building there. Come by and see us there in Murphy for your insurance needs there in Murphy. And lastly, our last location is called Mountain Insurance, Blue Ridge. Come by and see us in Blue Ridge. We're right past the building, UCB building there, United Community Bank, and between that and Burger King, right on the main drag there in Blue Ridge. Also, check out all these podcasts on our website at www.more-insurance.com. If you missed any of them or like to hear some of those, they're there. You can also request a quote on our website, and we'll be glad to help you with any type of quotes you might need, as well as check us out on Facebook.
Okay, so it's good being next to Burger King, right?
Yeah.
Impossible Whopper.
Impossible Whopper.
It was good, wasn't it?
We tried the Impossible Whopper, which is not really meat, but it
was actually good.
It actually tastes like meat.
Yeah, so
it wasn't too bad.
Thank you, Burger King.
Yes.
So I was in Blairsville. Kathy was gone, and so I did a lot of fast food over the time that she was gone.
Yeah.
So I did go to Burger King, and they did a good job there. So thank you, Blairsville Burger King.
Okay, there was a shout out there, huh? Yeah. Wasn't it? Okay.
So we're talking about evaluations of houses, and you know, this is a really big pitfall when you have a depreciated settlement. We talked about there are different ways to look at the value of a house. If you're a real estate agent, you're looking at what you could sell the house for. You know, it's called market value. If we're an insurance agent, we're looking at rebuilding value. If you're a claims adjuster, when you have a claim, they're looking at the depreciated value of the house, and then they're going to separate out what the replacement cost is, what the depreciated amount is.
Right.
And that's where you can get surprised in a hurry. You get what you pay for. Sometimes if you don't, the customers, you know, just one of the things you see on TV about, you know, people do not know what they need for insurance. Mm-hmm. You're going to find out what you need after a claim.
Right.
And I can tell you right now, you don't want to have a situation where you're stuck with a policy that does not have a replacement cost. And that could be one that's on the house or on your contents either. You can basically have what's called a actual cash value policy on your house or on your contents. And both scenarios are going to be bad because the company is going to arbitrarily decide what the actual cash value is, which is depreciation. And they're going to lop that off your claim settlement, and you're going to be stuck paying the difference. And it could be very substantial. So we talk about replacement cost. One thing we've talked about, just because you have replacement cost coverage doesn't necessarily mean your house will be built back, because there's going to be a limit of insurance on your house. Mm-hmm. The house is insured for $250,000. Well, in some policies, that's all you get. That's the limit of insurance. Even though we have, quote, replacement cost coverage, yeah, you're covered for replacement, but you're subject to this limit of insurance.
Right.
And that's why we recommend getting, if you can, the guaranteed rebuilding endorsement on your homeowner's policy.
It's an endorsement.
It's an endorsement. You have to buy it. It doesn't come with the policy. There's also one that is called, they call it ICE coverage, increased cost of construction coverage, what it is. And what that does is it gives you a variance over what your house is insured for. So if we have a $300,000 house with a $25,000 endorsement, let's say you can get even a 50% endorsement, you'd have an extra $150,000 there to cover your house if it was to go to the ground, and you would have extra coverage there, even though your house is insured for $300,000. If you got the 50% variance there under increased cost construction endorsement, now you picked up another $150,000. So you've really got $450,000 to cover a loss in that scenario.
And there's like inflation guards.
There's an inflation guard.
Right, right.
What you'll see is some people call up, my insurance went up. Yes, it did. And rates are rising all over the place. Mm-hmm. But also, if everything's held constant where there wasn't a rate increase, you may see that their coverage went up maybe 3 to 5% a year.
Right.
Well, we've actually seen some carriers, due to the cost of construction, is we've seen them as high as maybe 10% going up a year.
Right.
So you've got a $300,000 house. You may have $300,000 last term, and now you have insurance of $330,000 this year,
right,
went up 10%. But your premium went up because now you're paying for more coverage.
Right.
So people, even though they need that, they don't like it sometimes. Because,
well, the thing of it is, people don't realize right now, unless you've built a home or you're in that type of, you know, there's construction, you're not going to know what the cost of supplies are, what the cost of shingles, what the cost of wood or, you know, concrete. I mean, it's ever changing, it seems like, these days with, ever since COVID, trying to get supplies, trying to get things here, trying to get things rebuilt. I know that we are now better since all that, and we are able to do things, but the cost of things have gone up.
It's the inflation.
And it's inflation. And people don't realize it until they have a claim that this is a big problem. And for us as agents, we're trying really hard to make sure that your house is insured properly. We don't want you to be over-insured, but we don't want you to be under-insured too. You know, our goal is to have you put back where you were before the claim.
And that's what's called indemnification.
Correct.
You want
to
put
that's
back
what
the same financial.
We're trying to get you there where we're at so that you're not having to have this, you know, hey. But we also have had situations where a customer has a certain amount of limit on their policy, and then something's happened to their house, but they're not replacing the house the same as it was. They want to make it better or bigger. Well, that's not something the insurance company is going to pay for. They're going to pay for it to replace it how it was.
How it was, yes.
Not the way you decide you wanted a new, you know, a new this, or now you want, it was one story, now you want two stories, or it was one story and you now want a loft, you know, it, you know, one and a half. It has to be replaced the way that it was prior to
that's,
the claim.
That's what they're going to pay for.
Now
you can upgrade your house and
you
get a better house.
You can upgrade it at the time, but you're going to have to pay the difference.
Pay for the difference for
yeah.
that.
They're not going to pay for it.
So,
you're going to pay
so
for
the
it.
So the takeaway or the homework is call your agent.
Yes.
Verify that you have replacement costs. Most people are going to have replacement cost coverage.
I would hope so, yes.
Particularly if you own a mobile home or older home, you may not have it.
Right.
Now, another thing you may find out, too, is you may have replacement costs on your homeowner's policy, but you may not have it on your roof.
Right.
Because that's something that's happened
recently.
If your roof's over 15 years old, without realizing what's going on sometimes, you just lost your replacement cost coverage.
Right.
So that's a...
But if you have replaced your house, you always need to let us
your
know.
Roof.
Or, I'm sorry, your roof, excuse me. You always want to make sure you have that, plus a bill of sale, paid receipt that you did it. So we then file it to the insurance carrier so they know, because we need to make sure that they know that in case there was a claim that you have a new roof now, not versus
and a 25.
Sometimes
you get a new roof discount as well.
Right.
But
which
more importantly, helps. Like if you had a 20-year-old roof and you're sitting there with an actual cash value endorsement because your roof's over 15 years old, you want to have it on there where it's a new roof.
Not, correct.
And that's a, they just kind of slide that in on you. Like you get your policy renewal and all of a sudden you don't realize that, hey, I just lost my replacement cost coverage on my roof. surface right. materials.
Well, not on that structure, but just the roof.
Just
itself.
On the roof itself. Yeah. Yes, actually on the surface materials. What they it's not the labor or anything else. So, so that's your homework. Make sure you get replacement cost. Ask your agent, can I get guaranteed replacement costs on my home? If not, can I get what's called ICE coverage, increased cost construction? Because that way, if your house is not insured for enough, at least you're getting a variance.
And you can pick your percentage usually.
Typically, it's 25% right. more or 50% more.
Right.
Get what you can get.
And higher the better. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not talking about, you know, lots of money here. I mean, you can add this coverage on there, and it's well worth the money.
And be better protected.
And better protected, absolutely. So hopefully you did a good job explaining what that is. We will be back next week on our topic. My name is Mark Moore, with my wife Kathy Moore, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.